Let me tell you about Scott Kunith. He's a guy you want to be with. No, 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 not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying if Scott's not in your corner. Oh, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker. We're Manual. Scott Kunith is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Oh, 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 Scott Kunith. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH at CBWM.com. Scott Kunith, yeah.
Scott Kunith, yeah. If you want to list a house or you want help in finding your new one, call or text Scott, 248-797-7746. You can text in drops. And I know we've had some people work with Scott who enjoyed the experience very much because he does listen to the show. And so you've got something in common.
Nice.
Do it.
Good laid-back guy. He knows what he's doing. Call Scott for help in finding your new home or assessing the value of your new home. And speaking of real estate, did you guys see the story about the fastest growing cities in America?
No. Are they still all in the Southwest?
Pretty much. Phoenix is number one.
In Vegas still?
San Antonio.
Yeah. San Antonio, huh?
Fort Worth.
Did you see the dust up at San Antonio, by the way, at the airport?
Who was it?
This is so stupid. They will not let them build a Chick-fil-A in the San Antonio airport, is dumb because sometimes a chicken sandwich is just a chicken sandwich.
Well,
it's gotten to the point, though, where now a law has to be passed in Texas that you can't discriminate against a business based on, I guess, religious views. How dumb is that?
Yes.
Both sides are so stupid.
You can't discriminate against a business that discriminates against.
I know. It's ludicrous.
The owner of Chick-fil-A, he donates a lot of money to Christian foundations, many of which do not really approve of gay marriage.
Yeah. Okay, great. But it's still a successful restaurant. I just think it's
dumb. So a business can discriminate, but a person can't.
I don't know if the law is passed or if it's legal or what. I just thought that was both sides were just really stupid.
Hey, once Chick-fil-A got into Somerset, I was like, well, that's it.
Have you ever gone
everywhere?
I tried. The line was too long.
I don't get it. Why the line is miles long?
Because it's the only one.
I've never eaten at one.
It's just okay. It's fine.
It's not astounding or
no,
the best chicken you've ever had.
No, I don't get why the line is so long. It's good. I just not wait in line good.
That reminds me of I'll get to that in a second. Third fastest growing city, Fort Worth, Texas. Fourth, Seattle, Washington. Then Charlotte, North Carolina. South, Austin, Texas. Southwest, Jacksonville, Florida. South, San Diego.
San Diego.
West, Denver, Colorado, Frisco, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Henderson, Nevada, McKinney, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Miami, Florida. And then, let's see, the top 20 cities.
That's because of all the illegal immigrants coming across the border in Texas. Is that really what weighs into it?
They don't say, or at least I didn't read it, but I was looking at the top 20 cities because I want to see what happened to Detroit. Detroit's not in the top 20 cities anymore.
Shocked.
Everybody gained population, but San Jose, California dropped a little bit. Chicago dropped 7,000. New York dropped 39,000. And other than that,
drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
More importantly, change. I did see that the top 20 highest traffic cities for Pornhub were released.
What are they?
What's dumb about this? They're all huge
number one
cities.
They're all the major cities, yes. New York is number one, followed by London, Paris, L.A., Chicago, Osaka, Japan, Sydney, Australia, Melbourne, Houston, and Bangkok.
when you mentioned Chick-fil-A, it reminded me that McDonald's was going on strike again because of the $15 an hour. And every time this happens...
We sweat. We put 15 on that check. We sweat.
Put 15 on our check. Okay, $15. That's your whole paycheck.
It held up traffic all day at Mack Avenue and 75 yesterday.
So. Not going to win an argument that way.
I'm not sure they're going to win this argument anyway, because the $15, first of all, when you see the people that are interviewed at these, it invariably says, I can't raise a family on what they're paying me at McDonald's. Okay, then you should get some more skills and you should work somewhere else. And secondly, is McDonald's job supposed to raise a family?
No.
Say for college.
No, that's a starter.
Have three or four kids. Well, if you're if you're running it,
if,
or
you,
if
rise,
you own it,
if you rise in the management.
Group person.
Did you play? Did you ever? Did you ever work at a fast food place? Or
no, I did not.
That's right. You were a paper boy.
Did
yes,
you?
I was paper boy.
Yeah, I worked at
restaurant chains I never heard of.
Worked at Burger Chef, but that was
Burger Chef.
Did you raise your family?
No, because I think I was like 15.
Do you think you should have been able to raise a family on your
No, I actually never wanted to have a family. I never aspired to any of that, Ben.
Anytime.
No offense, Zoovs.
Someone asked me that the other day. I'm like, I never thought I was going to have kids. I think Zoovs asked me.
Yeah.
I never thought I would.
I remember you telling me you were never going to have kids.
What happened?
I saw that story, and of course, the first woman there, I'm trying to raise a family. I've got three kids. Why did you have three kids? If your future is McDonald's and McDonald's only, what are you thinking about?
That's bad planning.
Even if they pay you $15 an hour, you're still screwed.
Well, you know, there's also the case.
Can we talk about that? Can somebody leave a business for the day to complain about that?
There's also, there's the protest about the sexual harassment at...
I know, McDonald's. What is going on at McDonald's?
It's crazy. Or they're an easy target.
They can't clean the McFlurry machines.
Well, that's understandable. I'll back that all day.
5 out of 10 McDonald's I go to will not serve me a McFlurry because the machine's broken down or they just can't... They're cleaning it.
They talked to the one girl that was allegedly sexually harassed, and she said, they cut my hours from, I think it was 20 a week to 8. I was like, 20? You were raising a family in 20 hours a week? I don't know how people do it.
I worked at Subway and Burger King at the same time when I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because by law, you could only work 30-some hours. And so I kind of cheated the system by doing a certain amount of hours in one place, working with Dave Kirkus, and then working at Burger King.
Circus Kirkus.
Yeah, until I quit Burger King.
Was his mom paid, by the way?
No, she was not paid.
She was a volunteer employee?
Well, Kirkus might have paid her.
How'd she raise her family?
She was just helping him out. Mopping the floors so he could get out early.
Boy, that's
all.
Why?
He sounds really soft.
No, he does not stop it. He was one of the greatest athletes in Michigan history. In fact, the greatest in Emily City.
No, what about the running back? What about the running back?
How many are there in Emily City?
Rick Granato was a fantastic running back.
1994.
Yes. But enough of the no bashing Kirkus. He's phenomenal. Good guy.
Just don't know why he
sounds like Kirk is
cleaning up the store himself.
He's my Facebook friend.
Sounds like he could have a Nexium cult, the way people fawn over him. His mom and Brandon.
Good dude. But I quit Burger King because they wanted me to work on Christmas Day, and I didn't want to.
They were open on Christmas Day?
Yeah, and I quit.
Wait a minute. Where did you live at this point?
Emily City.
Emily City?
Did your
Burger Kings
off?
Are open on Christmas Day?
No way.
Really?
Wow.
Well, it did, because shortly after that I turned 16, and that's when the pizza delivery came. Boom, pizza machine. It was the greatest gig for anybody in high school, was to deliver pies. I'm telling you, it was the best.
I did that.
I loved it. Sure, I had piece of shit car all the time, because the wear and tear, and it always smelled like pizza in there. I would always get out of work and bring 4 or 5 pizzas to the parties, and everybody loved me for it. I got paid cash.
Did you pay for those pizzas?
No, because they'd give it to me. Hey, these are the leftover pizzas. Take them to your friends. Nice. Great gig.
What? I was talking to somebody.
You'll get a pizza delivery job now.
When I was getting my hair cut, she used to be a waitress, and I don't know how the conversation got there, but she said a lot of times people would order food for carryout, pay for it, and then never pick it up.
Yeah.
That blows my mind. Why would you pay for something and not go pick it up?
It's happened a couple times.
You're lazy.
Or you die on the way to it. That's all I could think of.
It's just like, I don't want that pizza.
I don't want to go.
Or you called the wrong location.
She actually said a lot of times it's stolen credit card numbers.
And
so the person catches it in time.
Huh. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Drew's on a board by all of it. Or is just really tired?
This is my favorite conversation. I'm tired.
And we'll edit this whole thing out.
You're a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
I was just thinking about being a has-been, and I just felt like one all of a sudden.
Oh, this is your comeback.
How is the string doing, by the way? on Radio Buzzboard. Are we still generating new responses?
I don't know. I think it stopped because that guy's moving out, moving away.
Oh, that's right. He's moving away over the responses on Buzzboard. All the people laying drops on him.
There's a new WLLZ post.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
So LLZ's doing a 500-song Memorial Weekend starting tomorrow at noon. I submitted my 5 songs, but since they're early 80s deep cuts, I wonder if any of them make even the bottom 50.
Any of his 5 songs? Oh, they're 80s deep cuts? What are you doing? Putting 5 80s deep cuts? You're supposed to put in the 5 best songs, right?
The 5, you know, yes, your 5 most favorite songs.
If people vote for songs that aren't on the Wheels playlist, they'll be playing those too?
I don't know about that, but
if you vote for me,
I know
all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Some guy calls up to you, goes, "You should play. Here's a song that nobody's played in a coon's age, Alice's Restaurant." And I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that question.
Call back on Thanksgiving.
Say, I don't have time for this.
No, I don't want to be rude.
Anybody got time for that?
Obviously,
it's only 26 minutes long.
Here it is on the podcast.
It's 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Forever.
I kind of wonder sometimes if these are troll calls, because it's like
somebody at
other radio station going, "I'm going to call and answer." See what they do.
Well, if they're at a radio station, they would know you would never play it.
Well, they know that, but I'm wondering.
They would know not to request a song.
They probably record the request that they're making to see, and I can't contain myself sometimes. I'm like, come on.
It's the ultimate song if you got to have a cigarette break, eat a sandwich, and take a shit.
And blow off an entire spot set of commercials.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition at some radio stations.
I know it's about Alice's Restaurant, but what's
a comedy song?
I don't want to hear it. I don't care what day of the year it is.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. There you go. At that end of song. You can get anything
you want. Is that Arlo Guthrie?
Yes.
Not even Woody.
Can we play City of New Orleans and get out 14 minutes earlier? Isn't that Arlo?
I think so, yeah, that's right. It's 2 songs.
It is Memorial Day weekend. I wanted to mention that.
Buzzboard real quick.
Yeah? Yeah.
That guy who said he's leaving and going to Oregon.
Yeah, we ran him out of town.
Yeah, here's some responses. He'll be back. Followed by, "Mom may have kicked him out. Shit's getting real now." But Dayparp, God bless his heart, has been on fire, wrote, "The 3 weeks have been amazing. You've made some real friends here."
Dayparp, 2 giant safety pins.
We got responded. "Somehow I think my departure wouldn't elicit the same warmth."
The worst part is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Mark, when I was off the day that you called that guy from the Benefactor.
William Chappelle III.
And I was listening to that when you guys talked to him. And when you kept asking him questions and following it up by, I was laughing out loud. It was ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
I know. He was excited to be on the show.
He was a good sport.
He was
good.
It was cool.
Yeah. I think he was reliving his media moment.
He is not past Mark Cuban on the Fortune 500.
No.
Yet.
He said it would take a year. Oh, yeah. It's been about 10.
He said we stretched his 15 minutes.
Hey, you know what struck me as odd about time today is that guy.
Travel speed.
That guy who's just getting out of prison, the Taliban guy.
Oh, fuck him. Adam Lind.
Johnny Walker Lind.
Why is he getting out?
He's been in prison for 17 years.
Could someone just pop him off?
But did we fast forward?
I know, Trudy, you're right.
Oh, you're right.
It does seem like one of the fast forwards came true. I apologize. It was mine. Except I would never fast forward to the day he got out. So I think we're pretty safe. But is Julia Roberts ugly now? Because I remember wanting to fast forward to that.
Yes.
Did that possibly happen?
Yep.
What else was there?
There were a lot of fast forwards. I could think of them if I really sat down. There were quite a few.
You should come up with them all because that's...
I was thinking about it watching the Ali documentary because I was like, oh, this is like watching Ali's life in fast forward. It spanned his career and his life like that.
Yeah, that was
3 hours or so.
I watched some of it. I haven't finished it, but it's pretty cool because it is in his voice. It reminded me of the Lennon Imagine movie, which is all in his voice because he was on the record. He was recorded so many times talking that they had all they needed to basically narrate his own life. Pretty cool.
I was fast forwarding.
So anyway, Bob Page had tweeted out that Memorial Day is, don't forget what Memorial Day is all about. I was thinking, boy, I really don't think about that a great deal. I didn't even mention it on the Friday show. And in fact, Memorial Day to me is a 3-day weekend. And usually I think there's always a great NBA game on Monday. And now I think of the fact that we work on Memorial Day now because we're off on Friday, usually recording late in the day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's a little weird. I really had forgotten about Memorial Day, other than I was thinking about barbecues and 3-day weekends. And there's always an NBA game. Will that be the start of the finals, possibly?
Oh boy, I don't know. Game six
or game? Tonight. Oh yeah, game seven. Could be. Is that game seven? Maybe I don't know. Whatever. It takes
it over
3 weeks to play 2 NBA playoff games. It seems like. So the best of Drew and Mike brought to you by our friend Scott Kunith. Hopefully you'll consider him if you are moving, or if you know someone who's moving, you could refer them to Scott by texting or emailing Realtor Scott Kunith, the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or help in finding a new one, 248-797-7746. And today, 6 degrees of Black China?
Yeah, you were very mad about how close you are to Black China.
And the salon that won't allow men? Does that have something to do with Black China, or is that just the following discussion?
That's the following discussion, and whoa, you're angry.
Oh, I think I heard some of that. I did.
Yeah,
I just heard myself yelling in the basement.
Yeah, that's right.
It's good, though. It's bullshit what they did.
The eulogy of General Noriega and what went down back in 1989, I believe it was, when we were trying to get him out of his office.
Which segues into, you know, playing bad music to get people to leave places. And
I know everybody tries that.
About last weekend, I went to
Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys. With like all the girls. And when we came out, Dee and I were waiting along with everybody else. And there were like 7 people in the party. And there was a guy playing drums on the bucket thing.
Oh.
You know, the 5-gallon bucket. And it was
like they do outside the Tiger Stadium, outside of America?
Yes, but it was a smaller area, and it seemed like it was echoing more, and it was so urgent and intense, and I was like, we've got to get out of here now.
I know.
That guy needs to be up front of any hostage situation. They'll give up.
That's a great idea, because that always bums me out.
It wouldn't stop.
And you know what they do? They crank outside the smoking area at Tiger Stadium or at Comerica Park all game, hoping for people to reach over the fence and hand tip money to them.
Oh,
and I'm always thinking, God, the Tigers, I don't know, they're not, I'm not saying they're bad management or anything, but they just wouldn't seem like they'd be friendly to this. They just get these people the hell out of here, but, or at least get them to stop soliciting people in the smoking area.
Are they good drummers? I mean, is this dude really? I mean, if you were a good drummer, why wouldn't he have a drum set?
No, I don't think he'd be playing here. If he was really good, I don't think that'd be his gig. I want to call him a has-been. Or it never was.
I have to say, the bucket drummer dudes are nuisances.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Can they bring another instrument in, please, so it's not all bucket drummers?
Like a guitarist?
It just doesn't do that much for me to hear
but the guitar's
three
homemade.
Guys playing buckets.
Like a rubber band guitar on 2 pieces of wood? There you go. Is that better?
Saxophone.
A little better. Okay, please turn that off. Oh, my God.
We actually, Dee and I, hopped in a car and abandoned everybody else there.
Sweet.
Didn't care.
Then we have a bad Pink Floyd cover and some good mashups. Oh, and 1-star strip club reviews.
Yeah.
That's an old fave, I think. Mm-hmm. And then the Royal Inn Motel, another dirty room. Somebody just sent me one of those another dirty rooms on email, and I think it was the Royal Inn Motel. Which
I can relive it.
Outstanding. Those guys are great. That's a great series,
Drove by it the other day. It's still boarded up, amazingly.
Oh, when are they going to demolish it?
You know.
What's the rush?
Whenever.
They're not in any hurry there.
If you can get a nice hourly rate out of people, why would you demolish it? So, there you go. The best of the Drew and Mike show.
You were mentioning yesterday about how you're at least, 6 degrees away from your favorite person. Black China.
Yes.
And I forgot about it, but I've had Brandon came up with two connections to Black China. Listener Corey Williams came up with one, and listener Amy came up with another one. So there's four separate ways you are connected to Black China.
And how do I separate myself further? What can, is there anything I can do?
Oh, you got to get rid of some friends.
Yeah, you got to cut ties with some people.
You want to hear one?
I'll consider it. Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right, Amy pointed out that Hank Winchester.
Yes.
To Matthew Stafford.
Oh, wow. Good one.
To Reggie Bush to Black China. Didn't he date her?
Reggie Bush dated that slob?
I'm sorry, Reggie Bush to Kardashian.
Okay.
To yeah, Black China.
Right. That's a good one. Damn.
Corey Williams on Facebook said, your buddy Jim Irsay. To Peyton Manning.
Okay.
To Tom Brady. To Giselle, who's a model, with to Kendall, to Black China.
Oh, my God.
And then
you know that Giselle knows Kendall? Is that for sure?
Well, I'm sure they've crossed paths.
They probably have.
It's not as strong as the last one. It's not as strong as the last one.
Irsay's a great way to get places, no doubt.
Now, this one, I didn't fully complete it, but I'm sure it comes around somehow. But Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
Who's really good buddies with James Dean.
Knows him.
Who probably nails a chick that models or hangs out with Black China. So that's a little skewy. But then there's also Dennis Hoff, who employed or had Lamar Odom at his place going all crazy, who was married to a Kardashian.
That's really fast. Boom. That's
yeah,
a quick.
That's the fastest one.
You basically know her.
Fuck.
You're friends.
Not happy.
You're just a few phone calls away.
Oh, I'm so sick of her. She was all over. I didn't want to talk about her. I had it. I want to ban her from the show. I wish I could do something. And he is such a load, too. Is he being charged with revenge porn? You know, he should be.
I thought they said they were not going to charge him.
She was cool with it.
She liked the picture.
It's more exposure for her. Probably helped her. Yeah.
Well, I love that she's already with someone else. They broke. What did this happen, like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And she's already, like, making out with some dude all over the place.
Ooh.
Oh. That reminds me, by the way, did you guys see the story about the three girls that were in Greektown for the birthday? And they got in a big, like, mini brawl with the bouncer?
No.
Who bit one of the girls? Spit on her. That's right. Spit in her face.
The one that's suing?
I think she is suing. Yeah. And the bar, Exodus, says, we've already taken care of the personnel matter. Yeah. They sort of acknowledge that something bad happened. But serious issue, this is a really lame serious issue, Shell thought, but oh God, the girls are really hot.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of the three girls?
I saw that yesterday on the news. They had them sitting in the lawyer's office.
I was trying to figure out what bar would be trying to expel those three.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Some of these girls, when they go out, they get crazy.
And you'd be in your world.
Oh, man.
Well, no, I mean, it was a birthday, so sure, they could be crazy, but it just seemed really, I don't know.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So not too long ago, there was a party bus that came to my house to pick up a bunch of girls.
Came to your house?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Was Kristen one of these girls?
Kristen was along for the ride, and everybody decided to meet at our house.
Oh, okay.
And so
she was getting rides. They were dropping her off somewhere else?
All the girls came to our house. Party bus comes, picks them up, takes them out, and then they're going to bring them back. And when they came back, oh, my God, all of them were just... You know, they went out and partied, and they had a good time.
Nice.
But come to find out, they all got kicked out of this piano bar.
For what?
Well, what happened was one of the girls...
For demanding that he plays Piano Man for the eighth straight time.
It sounds like one of your benders.
One of these girls is a diehard Paul McCartney fan. Diehard. I mean, she's met him. She's always playing his music. It's almost too much, but she loves him. And they're at this piano bar, and you can request the songs and everything. So she goes.
Let me guess, they didn't play his song soon enough.
She goes and she requests a song, and they wait. And she requests the same song, and they wait. And finally, she confronts him. How come you're not playing my song? And it turns out, well, we don't know. It was like Band on the Run or something. And
not a great piano song.
I don't know. But they told her we don't know that song. And so she, you know, sweetest girl in the world, never confrontational. She picks up like. All of their, you know, their cups of pens and their paper. She picks it all up and just throws it everywhere. You know, just had a little bit too much to drink. So the girls all got kicked out of this bar.
Alcohol, the cause of, no wait, the solution to and cause of all of life's problems.
Right. And so for that reason, I can see a few women just going out to have a good time. And really not just women, anybody really. And you just go a little over the edge and before you know it, you're in a fight with some bouncers.
I wish I did drink. I really did. It would take a lot of my problems away.
Well, yeah, I guess I could picture it. They just looked. I saw the picture. And I just saw hotness, and I was thinking. I think lost my mind.
I think she took her Instagram down. The main.
Oh really?
Main girl, yeah.
She's probably getting a lot of wax on there. If you wax off too.
Yeah, exactly.
Should there be a video?
By the way, is that a comp? Are girls happy when they find out somebody's pounding?
Totally.
Off?
Totally.
I assume they are. I
figure of course they are.
Millennials probably encourage people to do
it. Wouldn't you like it if some chick called out and, you know, hey, Drew, I rubbed one out to you.
Well, I'm afraid that's never happened.
What if a guy called out today, Drew, I beat off to you. It's flattering.
I would make the girl take a lie detector test. That'd be cool. Oh, of course. What guy wouldn't be delighted?
Lie detectors never send the video.
Hoo-ah.
Channel 7 just had a story, I know. I think it'll make you upset if you want to see it.
Yeah, I don't mind getting upset.
Okay.
What's it all about?
You might, yeah. Well, I'll just let them present it.
Debate on social media. So what do you know, Amira?
That's right, Carolyn. It seems that this employee was trying to do that customer a favor based on religious needs, but the salon today is calling that action inappropriate.
Face
it's
dropped.
A sign that was up for less than an hour,
feeling.
But apparently long enough to...
The sign says, no men, please, with an exclamation point on the outside of the salon.
Spark some controversy. A man took this photo at Smart Style, a salon that leases space from the Walmart on Telegraph Road in Taylor. It turns out the employee was trying to accommodate a Muslim woman who wears a headscarf. Her hair not allowed.
Fuck you, bitch!
It goes both ways because at one point she's a Muslim, she has her beliefs. In other ways,
fuck that! Like, this is America, God damn it! Wake up!
Get their hair cut too, and it wasn't really right. But
men should be able to go in, but it's her religion. And I guess
are
like,
you out of your fucking mind? Get off TV!
With us on camera today, said they were torn over the matter.
Torn?
Are you fucking kidding? What?
To us, they felt it was discrimination.
These people don't want
to
be shown.
It is discrimination.
Did release a statement saying, "Smart
Jack, you see if they have a number."
All guests, I already got it. And we apologize to anyone who was offended. The message was inappropriate.
Offended?
And it does not reflect our standards.
Fuck
or
her! You know, fuck her! I don't care what her fucking religion is. This is America. God damn it!
Aspect of the professional world.
You need to put a quarter
world,
in the swear jar.
Education and, you know, fitness.
I know, we should have put a disclaimer to turn down the podcast before.
Who can't be pissed about? How can you not be pissed about this? Women should be pissed. This is America. What is going on?
It was incumbent upon her to provide a certain service. If the, you know, business didn't have anybody in there and she thought that she could take care of the customer.
No, no, the answer is no, no, absolutely not. No.
Enough time. She did it.
No, fuck you. Fuck your religion.
Now, we did confirm today.
Not because you're a Muslim. Fuck
whatever
religion you are. If you think
no
men can't
company,
be in the room.
Not because that person was terminated. The salon tells us that employee had plans to leave
hey!
Before the incident even took place.
Such
reporting
a lie.
Taylor,
oh, stop.
7 Action News.
All you guys go to the same barber?
I just want to puke.
Oh, wait.
What
wait,
is going
I
want, on?
I want to hear Carolyn's follow-up question. You know how enamored I am with follow-up questions.
Yes, of course.
Oh, where'd it go? Why did this jump forward 10 minutes? Cut it out, Comcast.
I'm speechless at how stupid, that these kind of stupid things are happening in this country.
Go
back to wherever you're from. No. I'm not trying to be that way, but yeah, I'm trying to be that way. If you think you can keep men from coming in a salon and doing business because you want to be there, fuck you.
Just get your haircut
at home. You know
what?
I don't want you in the room.
Yeah, just go get your haircut at home.
I'm getting my haircut. No Muslims.
Yeah, right. As if that would fly.
Hey, what? Why is it flying?
No,
then I have to leave the room.
I'm with you.
Even took place. Reporting
they can be
Taylor,
very reasonable.
Amira David, 7 Action News.
She
Amira,
gets to do that,
you,
I get to do
female
this.
Female Muslim customers, how does the salon plan to accommodate them going forward?
Right. I did ask about that, and the company says it is still very, very much important to them to service the Muslim American community.
Oh, you idiot. Shut
up.
They
say they are offering the option to those guests to come in before or after salon hours. They're just asking that those guests
call
in
advance.
Why don't they? Why don't you become a Muslim salon? Muslims only. Since you're so into it.
Wait, what if I want to come in after hours?
No. No, you're not Muslim.
Special treatment.
That is so, you know, I'm sorry. This is not what we were founded on doing stupid shit like this, and nor cutting up women's clitorises, by the way. Just thought I'd bring it up.
Gross.
We don't do that over here either. If you want to do that, go get the fuck out of here.
You are Joe Pesci.
Go to an international neighborhood or an international airport immediately and select your location if you're planning on cutting up clitorises in this country.
Oh, God.
Burkinis, okay with you?
Hey, you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, what's I don't just, what,
don't tell
don't
me where I can
burkinis.
Go and where I can't go because you're there.
Burkinis don't affect me at all, but if, you know, if I wanted to get my hair cut there while that was going on, and they put up a sign, that's bullshit. But if you want to wear a bikini and be hot all day, I don't
care. It doesn't bother me a bit.
If you want to be nude at the beach, I don't care. Go ahead. It doesn't bother me one bit.
I think America has adjusted plenty for that religion. A lot. I know some people. Email that would not read, probably.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
About some Muslim employees and the prayer rugs and the prayer sessions during... People don't really like that too much. They don't think that's really right. I think it's kind of BS.
Well,
but
when it infringes on other people's rights.
It does. Well, we're talking about
I'm saying any religion.
I'm talking about somebody who's working in construction and they're doing some really hard stuff, and it seems like, this guy got to go pray all the time when we're doing the really hard stuff.
Ooh. That's because I'm surprised more people on site aren't Muslim. Time for me to go pray, guys.
Honestly, it made me laugh because I'm thinking this guy's just like ready to hit the rug whenever.
He's totally white.
He's kind of impressed in a way.
He adheres to no other tenets of the religion. I gotta go pray, guys. I'll be right back.
I think most people are trying to be sincere, but you know, when you see everybody else, I just think America basically is not that religious. We're not that religious. Most of America is not that religious.
I totally agree. Not even Christian. I mean, far more Christian, obviously. The numbers prove it. But really? Are we that religious in general?
Not really. I don't think we are. I mean, some people are. I don't know. I'm really not. The whole idea of fundamentalism is really a... If it's Christian, I don't care what it is. When you get these people who are too into their religion it seems like
it's going to be in front of the Supreme Court.
A lot of problems.
It's going to be in front of the Supreme Court with the gay baker, the Christian baker, and the gay and the not serving the gays.
She's not a Christian.
Well, it's not really religious, but that
it's totally religious. That's why he won't serve them.
Oh, I think he's going. I think he's going to lose. Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't be.
With the Supreme Court, actually, no. He may win. He might win. I think that's kind of BS.
I think it's total BS. He chooses to be that religion. Do gay people choose to be gay? More importantly, why wouldn't he want their business? It's just a bad business decision.
Yeah, he's gonna end up with a lot of people in front of his bakery. Exercising their rights.
Not only that, but a gay wedding, man. They probably want a pretty expensive, really, fancy cake. Stupid.
It wasn't like ridiculous.
If anybody's near that salon, by the way, and you ever see that men not allowed sign up, please call me. I'm going for a haircut right then. And I'm going in there. I'm going to blast that bitch.
I mean,
does she think she is?
But honestly,
can you imagine walking into a business saying, okay, no women here. I'm here now, and I just don't
religion.
Like women.
Yeah, yeah, it's my religion.
For any reason. I don't care what the reason is.
But I know, but for some reason, religion is so important to so many people.
It's not that important. Sorry. Sorry.
She's talking French on all their rights.
Yeah, how about you get your hair cut by some Muslim person? Quietly.
No, I like
why don't you do that?
I like this idea, though, of getting see you later. I got to go pray.
You got
to
convert.
Good way to get out of things.
You got to convert, Mark.
I got to go pray, guys. I'll be right back. Hey, how come your prayer took 2.5 hours?
I can't say I've heard that story a lot, but I thought it was really funny because it's a long story. But anyway, it kind of...
the whole both so ridiculous. Do you want to call the
lady? Yeah, sure.
Are they still open?
I don't know. It sounds like they were just about to leave.
It says they're open till 8 o'clock. So.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it was just that
Jay,
specific.
Maybe we should make an appointment after hours.
Let's do it.
And then they'll go. Are you Muslim?
Why don't you ask?
I'm sorry, Muslim.
Muslim. I love people that say Muslim. Trump says Muslim, doesn't he?
I know. It's so ridiculous.
Ask to make an appointment tomorrow and say, listen, there can be no women in there tomorrow.
So the person who put the sign up was leaving anyway?
Yeah. Fake.
Okay. Just happened to be leaving today and happened to put the sign up. Interesting.
Thank you for calling Taylor Smart Style. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hey, Jessica. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show, and we heard about the no men allowed policy today with the Muslim chick in there, or woman. Excuse me. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a permanent policy that if there's a Muslim getting their hair done, that no men are allowed in the salon?
I have no comments. I do have a phone number if you would like to call, and you could speak to somebody there.
What's the phone number for? I thought this was the salon.
This is a salon.
Well, whose phone number would you be giving me? I was trying to talk to the salon that kicked the men out.
Nope. I could give you the phone number to the person that could actually comment for you.
But
person?
I'd rather talk to somebody at the salon, because you guys are the ones that booted the men out.
I have no idea anything about the situation, so I can't comment on it because I don't know anything about it.
Here's what happened. I'll tell you because it was just on the news.
Yeah, we just
saw the story. Nobody told you if you worked there.
It's crazy. I mean, get in touch. Jeez.
You didn't know that? You didn't hear about it?
It's on the news.
You guys had a sign that said no men allowed?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, some Muslim lady came in, and she's really hung up. Well, you know, it's her religious belief. Yeah. She wanted the salon to kick all the men. You don't want to know?
That's the equivalent to just plugging ears, going la 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 la.
Bye.
She was having a Gomer Pyle moment.
She wouldn't. She doesn't want to lose her job. I mean, she doesn't want to have to leave today.
So would they have some PR company on it? Apparently,
probably going to be that one dude that responded to us that one time.
Should we get the number for the PR company?
No. What was it?
I can't recall, but they provide. Oh,
they always pass it off.
Hank Winchester, the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He sends a fax.
The guy that went to Michigan.
Email. Yeah. Yeah, the guy that went to Michigan. That's all you remember about. We never mentioned, by the way, that Noriega died. Did we mention on the podcast?
No, no.
So we have a death triangle, don't we? With Greg Allman,
Noriega, and
Jim Bunning.
Frank DeFord.
Oh, Frank DeFord. Yeah, but was he part of the old death triangle? We are not keeping track of our death triangles properly. Trudy's very good at that.
I think Noriega starts a new one.
Was he the last one? I guess he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great complexion, by the way, Noriega.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Beautiful skin.
Was that the first time we started blasting shitty music to get people to come out of some... Was that one of the first times that happened? Because it's really funny how they do that.
Blast shitty music to get people
out. Yeah, to force people to get so bummed out that they, you know, leave some sort of a...
Did the fife and drum corps, did that work in the revolution? Remember they would march with fife music?
Well, they liked it back then. Oh. But, you know, you get these situations where people are, you know, barred inside a house, or they've got a couple hostages, or there have been multiple cases where they've blasted bad music. But I want to say Noriega was one of the first, because he was holed up somewhere. And I want to say they're cranking heavy metal music.
Yeah, it's always heavy metal. I don't understand that.
They've played other stuff, though, like really bad music.
They should get DJ Headline to press play to get people out.
Except it sounds better when he presses play. That's a problem.
You know what music they were playing?
For Noriega?
Was actually a playlist. It included Billy Idol's Flesh for Fantasy.
It's a good song.
Welcome to the Jungle by GNR.
Great song.
Oh, shit, he would have come
off. Rocking in there.
Yeah, he was getting off.
Oh, the first day actually was Christmas music.
Oh, God, how could he not leave?
But then the second day was this playlist, including God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
Just rubbing it in.
We're not going to take it by Twisted Sister. This is a great mixtape. Several songs by The Doors.
What year was this, too, by the way? These are really...
88, was it?
89.
89.
They're all currents. Yeah. Welcome to the Jungle. What's new?
It was.
It's first, it dropped at Noriega's compound.
Yeah. People Are Strange by The Doors, War Pigs, Black Sabbath. Electric Spanking of War Babies by Funkadelic.
Cool.
And If I Had a Rocket Launcher by Bruce Cockburn.
Not a bad playlist, actually.
That's interesting that they played Christmas. Why would they play Christmas music?
Nancy Sinatra.
Because it gets annoying, I guess?
These boots are made for walking.
Yeah, but I mean, would that be enough for you to come out?
No. Wouldn't think so. Maybe they played this.
Can't you see Noriega inside, you know?
He would love this.
Getting off.
They did the same thing that Waco.
Broke my, lick my, suck my cock. It's the first time for you.
So Noriega's inside just rolling on the ground laughing.
Unzip me, unzip me, and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my beauty.
God, these are the worst songs ever written.
Wow, this.
If you ever need to get Drew out of a house, just blare this at it.
This article.
I can tell you right when you're going to come out, too. You ready? Right about. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. All right, Drew's running out of the house now.
This article mentions that they did the same thing to the Branch Davidians in Waco, that they played Nancy Sinatra.
That's right.
Christmas carols.
Didn't work.
And then more recently at Guantanamo Bay.
Well, they did, that's what I mean. It became, I want to say that Noriega was the first time they did that, or one of the first. It had to be.
Yeah, yeah. This article is just
kind of. It was a big story, like, oh my God, how, isn't that hilarious? They're playing Metallica to get Noriega out. So that was such a wacky idea.
The prisoners at Gitmo have to listen to Barney, you know, I love you.
Oh, what?
Sesame Street, Metallica. And Bieber.
Bieber?
Yeah.
They should play this song, then, if they're going to go on the Bieber.
Is this Bieber?
It's about Bieber. It's a song about him.
Listen up, all you ladies. I hate to be the one to say these.
Toilet bowl cleaners, right?
But I honestly believe you need to know. You all think that he's a perfect, flawless work of art, but the truth is he's a human, and that means he farts. Yes, even Justin Bieber has to let one go. Sometimes Justin Bieber farts. Yeah, Justin Bieber farts.
This is like his ballad.
I know, I like the piano.
This is what we should have played at Guantanamo, this one. Oh, wow, a different... God, he always surprises, doesn't
Back
he?
Back in the day, I used to be afraid of Osama bin Laden and the rest of Al-Qaeda. But then I thought about how they gotta eat and drink just like you and me. Which means every day they gotta go poo and they've got to go pee. I find it very difficult to feel very much fear when thinking about an evil man dropping poop right out of his rear instead of terrorist plots, destruction and disorder. I'd be worrying more about getting away from his stinky odor. Osama bin Laden poops. Next time you hear about him on the news report, remember, sometimes he doesn't make it to the bathroom and he poops right in his shorts. No one is very scary when they're carrying a smelly, stinky load, and we're gonna catch him in some cave before any more buildings explode. Osama's been farting, and it really stinks.
Brilliant.
There, somebody.
Not bad.
I gotta pull this up because I rarely look at Twitter and I forgot about this, but he responded.
Your mama.
The toilet bowl cleaners responded to a tweet that mentioned Drew and Mike in it.
Really?
Wow.
Ah, where is it at?
All our great support. It must be something about how supportive we've been to the toilet bowl cleaners.
Here it is. He responded. Okay. This guy tweeted out, here's an interesting article about the toilet bowl cleaners guy. And it's that one we talked about before about how he wrote so many songs that he makes money on, like, Spotify.
Oh, okay.
And how he's had 14,000 songs in 6 years that he's written.
Jeez.
And so this guy tweeted it to the podcast, to my Twitter, and to Tom's, Mazway's Twitter. And then the first response is, that's me! The song total's now up to 18,500. Which is kind of funny that he...
updated the totals.
Here's what you need to know. And so the listener responds and tells him all about the show and how we used to play his songs all the time. And he just wrote, thanks. Have you heard this one? And he linked to the When Drew Has to Poo, What Does Mike Do song.
I forgot about that.
I can't play it, though, for some reason. We should call him sometime. He's a funny dude.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let's book him.
This one was specific to you guys?
You know, you've never heard it?
I don't think I've ever heard this.
I wonder what does Mike do when Drew's going through.
What?
Cause we all know how long that takes, a whole lot longer than those short commercial breaks.
He's got a knack for rhymes, no doubt.
Great.
Well, what does Mike do when Drew's going poo? Uh-huh. Oh, what does Mike do when Drew's got a poo? Drew's going poo, he's taking so long. Mike says to the crew, how about we play another song? That'll eat up a little bit more time. Well, that's the way it goes when you're doing live radio. Yes, that's the way it goes when you're doing a morning show. You drink all that coffee and then you just gotta go. Well, Drew's in the stall and Mike's at the mic just stalling. And all the listeners are jamming up the phones just calling. They don't want one host, they want two. Poor, poor Mike is just waiting for Drew to hurry up and finish because he's in demand. No, there ain't even enough time for him to wash his hands.
Oh, Drew, how dare you? To do. Why don't you wash your hands, Drew? And poo.
Clever.
Brilliant.
Cute. Never knew you had that one.
It's cute.
No, he does a swell job. He certainly has found his niche. I love the ScarJo song. It's probably my favorite. I don't know what it is with email. Once I look at an email, I can never find it again. I get too much email, I guess. But this guy sent, he's in Ron.
So I get so much email.
It was Uwebel. This guy sent something. He's in Rome.
Oh.
And he was in front of some famous building, and some guy was playing.
There's a few there.
Yeah, there's quite a few. This guy was playing, like, guitar-yoke of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And he wasn't bad. It was just kind of funny. It was, wait. Teacher, leave those kids alone.
We don't.
Another Brick in the Wall?
Yeah.
And there was a bigger crowd than the Great White Show, for example, after the Arena football game. Significantly bigger than the Great White.
Bigger crowd than the other Pink Floyd band that played outside the music store?
There were. There were probably about 200 people there. People were putting money in his guitar case.
Cool.
And he could play, and he was saying, gee, you have it.
Oh, I want to see it.
Did this guy send it to you, too?
Yeah, from the piano.
It's kind of like basically the song except for the guitar, the lead guitar, which he's cranking.
High powering adoration on anything with it. Exposing every weakness, however carefully hidden by the kids.
And the best part. This is not the same thing. I can't believe it. It's like the same place. I'm not kidding. It looks like the brick area. Or maybe this is just a longer version of it. This is bizarre. Because this is another brick in the wall. He's going into it now, right? But what this guy sent me didn't have this front part. And the guy had longer, grayer hair, I think. But
nobody filming them.
The crowd, no, that's what I was going to bring up.
Really?
There was a chick filming the guy with her phone. Very intently, too. She was holding her phone oh so cautiously. Oh, there's a guy.
Yeah, there's a couple selfie sticks.
Spoke too soon.
That's a huge crowd.
Was this like the guitar yoki corner in Rome?
Yeah, probably. Why not?
Yeah, that's a different guy. This is bizarre. I cannot believe this. You'll hear the kids singing about now. Oh, he did get the crowd clapping, too.
He's got the crowd singing.
I love that there's a huge crowd for him, and yet nobody seems to be interested in the historical 2,000-year-old building behind them.
I think it's fitting.
Yeah, he could die any time. That building will still be there.
Wait, if I see this girl on her phone, it's going to blow my mind. People are clapping along. Oh, black guy just holding his arms out for no reason. Was he? Is he a mime?
Kind of.
Okay. This is a. Enough excitement for the show.
What was up with the chick? What was she was just
she was
super
filming.
Intense.
She was filming, and I was watching this guy, and he wasn't terrible, but it was like, I can't believe there's that many people watching here. They're in this historic corner,
square,
these brick roads. I mean, it's really pretty cool, and people are watching this jackass play another brick in the wall.
Pink Floyd, man.
And there's a chick filming him on her phone.
You know what else they have there is all those hucksters that will sell the little toys, you know? I don't know if you've ever seen it where they shoot them like really high in the air and they glow so all the kids want to buy them.
Right, so they sell them some half-assed version?
It's just a cheap little stupid toy or they'll, you know, they'll have guys selling roses.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're in this real famous, nice square, and then you have all these tchotchkes being sold. There's also a McDonald's on that square, too.
Yeah, they do that everywhere. I get American flag stickers on a toothpick all the time when I'm in Detroit.
Oh, those are veterans. Support the veterans?
I guess.
That inspired me. I looked up the Pantheon on Google reviews. There's some one stars for the Pantheon. One of the most famous buildings in all of Rome.
Why'd they give it one star?
One star. Not as cool as the original. Besides, the Parthenon's better.
Ooh!
Next one star. I had to build one for social studies, and it broke. Very expensive, and the quality of food was not what we expected. I hate what they've done with the place. The Pantheon, a Roman temple, is full of Christian art. One star. Entry is free. One star. This place sucks. One star. I hated it. It's just idiots. You can review countries. You can review oceans. You can review.
Wait, they have. Reviews of country.
Yeah, name a country.
That's kind of interesting.
Ocean. Yeah, you want an ocean review?
No, not an ocean
a continent.
Review.
I know they can do continents. You want a continent?
How about
review?
Asia? Asia. Yeah. How about Asia?
Not the band, but
or Antarctica.
Oh, Antarctica, that'd be fun.
It was cold.
Just for S&G.
Hated it. I bet you if that was a dude singing some Beatles tune, you'd be all about it. You'd
be filming.
You have some kind of a thing against Pink Floyd.
No, I like Floyd.
Well, you have...
During Today in Rock, too.
You like Roger Waters.
I do like Roger Waters.
I don't know what your beef is against David Gilmour and Nick Mason and Rick Wright.
No, those guys, they're good. I just thought for them to make as much money as they did with Roger's songs.
Yeah, but aren't the best Pink Floyd songs every song that Gilmour leads?
Well, Gilmour's a great player, no question. I mean, the day they didn't pick up Sid Barrett... And they made Gilmour officially their lead guitarist, and he sang the bulk of their biggest songs, didn't
he? Oh, yeah.
No, those guys are great players, but I could see how Waters felt having written all those songs, and these guys go around the world playing them. I mean, they were the biggest touring act. Every tour they had was huge.
Oh, Roger Waters is still doing, he's still touring and doing fine himself.
Yeah. No, he's done okay. I think a lot of it was just jealousy, maybe. Bummed him out that his music was making those guys rich. Not that they didn't contribute. Gilmour wrote some stuff, too.
Yeah, Gilmour and Wright did a lot of the music stuff together.
I didn't realize you were that big a Floyd fan.
Oh, I love them. Love them.
Are they on the top of your list?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
One star. Very, very bad experience. Went thinking it would be super cold. I brought many, many thick jackets that were useless. The North Pole seems better, but I visited there too. Very scary. Don't come. Too hot. Bring only hat and underwear. Very, very hot.
What?
So apparently it's just a place for jokers to review. That's a review of Antarctica.
Uh-huh. Okay. I never did mention that we are in the dealsinthed.com studios. A very important thing to point out. And you're looking live at the DealsInTheD.com studios and at the poster with Mike Clark still leaning against the D in the .com.
One star. Smells like poop. So stupid.
Why not?
Well, now I want to review.
Maybe it does. Yeah, I mean, a continent review, it's just going to be a bunch of comedians.
Of course.
What are they going to say?
Well, why are they allowed?
I think the more specific, probably the more ridiculous the review gets.
Well, the strip club reviews have always been great. Nothing beats hotel reviews.
Hey, why don't we do, what's the strip club downtown near Greektown Casino? Starts with a B.
Bazooki?
Bazooki. See what the Bazooki Lounge reviews are like.
5-star all the way. I've never been there.
I always thought their second I thought their second string was a little disappointing.
What?
It just happened to be real close to a bar I used to hang out at a lot.
Oh.
It was just around the corner. So a lot of people take detours there.
3.8 on Google. That's pretty strong.
I'm kind of surprised, actually. And it's not, it's okay.
1-star. This is from a woman. Shakedown joint. Girls found out we had money, and they would not leave our male friends alone.
Ooh.
That's kind of how a titty bar works. They lined up and asked if they wanted dances. One did, and he was charged for 8 songs, which was BS. Nasty treatment of longtime Detroiters. Avoid. He was charged for 8 songs.
I was with about 10 people that went there once. We were all kind of bombed, and somebody got ripped off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody was dancing.
He loses his watch?
I was with the group, and this person went, I've forgotten. I don't think it was the champagne room, but it was like some more private area for a dance. Mm. And when he came back, he had something in his pocket, like a, in his coat pocket, that was like, maybe it was a bank envelope with like $500 in it.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I think he'd gone to the bathroom, and she's like, I'll wait for you.
And no one ever saw her again.
No, she was there and everything, you know. I think she danced for him again, and then he came back, and then we were leaving. He's like, hey, wait a second.
Couldn't she at least get him off?
Yeah, for $500. I hear you.
I was greeted at the door by a big bearded man. He seemed drunk. I wasn't sure. He let me and my girl in. No way were we a tiny bit tipsy from leaving Greektown, but nowhere near how this ignorant prick made it out to be. We walked past the booth to pay out the confusion because we have never been to the club. He chased us down and grabbed my girlfriend so hard he left 2 bruises on her arm. We asked why he was... Why are you acting like that?
What, they didn't pay the cover?
Is there a cover charge
or something?
That's what it sounds like. We asked why he was acting like that, and he challenged me to a fight.
Well, that's a nice way to enter a strip club.
Yeah. 1-star, way overpriced beer. One of the girls started calling my girlfriend a bitch because she didn't want to dance.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Can't be. Can't not be. There's my man.
Who's that?
My man. Did you find the girl filming already, Jay?
Yeah.
How did I know that? Come on, dude. Can't hear you.
Sure, that's not the same dude. Just maybe.
No, it's not. It's a different. Oh, maybe you take his jacket off. No, that's a different guy. His hair is gray.
I'm sure he did more than one show.
There was definitely audio. Is this the actual email? It is. I'm glad you can find your way around the email. There she is. There's my girl. Look at it. Look, Mark. Look how intense she is. Is that her waving her arm too?
Yeah.
She's doing it left to right, left to right.
Yeah, cigarette man.
Yeah, this performer looks a little dirtier.
There should be a little kid coming up to put money in his guitar case any second. No, that's not the little kid.
That guy in the white shirt, that's a really.
She's still taping. She was intense, though. I mean, she really serious about it. She's going to show that to somebody. Okay, enough of these losers. How about Ozzy and EWF? Now, that is...
That guy looks like Mike Kernan, the guy in the white shirt.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Our former.
There's resemblance, yeah. If you told me that Mike Kernan was there, I would think that was him.
It might have been. He's a rocker.
Mike was a chief engineer at Greater Media. Is Mike still there?
I assume he's still
probably
there.
Is.
Yeah.
If there's one constant in the world, it's Mike Kernan being the chief engineer in that building. There's one constant in the world. Here we go. The funny thing is the video's got, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, these black dudes just dancing around like Mad Men. And Ozzy. I mean, it looks like it's the same song. To learn how to love and forget
how to hate. With Randy just jamming.
Yeah, I know. His guitar's unplugged.
It's called Earth, Wind, and Ozzy.
I actually like this a lot.
I kind of like it.
That's really good.
DJ Cumberbund. The horns.
God, Ozzy should have had more horns.
Obviously. I don't even know that song by Twisted Sister. Oh, we're not going to take it? Do we know what it's with? Is it a mashup? Yeah, it must be DJ Cumberbund.
Yeah, he has his own YouTube channel.
That's
so good.
That is just ridiculous.
Oh, No Rain.
I think that's pretty good.
It's mixed with
it's
No Rain.
It's B-Girl. No Rain and
Blind Melon and
Twisted Sister. This can't work.
Yeah, that's what they said about Ozzy and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on, B-Girl, let's go.
You know, I just saw something on B-Girl.
You think you're doing?
Oh, that's right. Now both videos begin.
Smile off your face. Stand up straight. You are a disgusting slob.
Oh, no, we're not gonna take it. Oh, no, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the
D. Snyder just screaming at everyone. Just a little mellow hippie tune playing.
Is there another one on there called That Which I Desire? Jay, do you see one?
There's a ton of them. There's a John Lennon, Imagine There's No Yoo-Hoo.
No Yoo-Hoo? That Which I Desire is Metallica and Rihanna.
I was just going to say, have you ever seen the Metallica Smooth Jazz one?
The door's getting slammed on Twisted Sister while this little ditty plays. Starship and David Bowie?
Featuring
Freddie Mercury, Nicki Minaj, and more?
I want to hear that. Play.
How many songs can they get in one?
Just mashing everything.
I just want to hear the Starship. As long as Starship's
pressure,
clear.
It's just Under Pressure and then Nicki Minaj's song, Starship.
Oh, I thought it was Starship, Starship.
Let's go to the beach. Each, let's go get away.
Oh, I can't stand her. Stupid ass.
You've seen this one.
And there's Sandman Smooth Jazz version. There's Metallica on stage. This looks ridiculous. Lars looks like he's playing this. Crowd's jumping up and down to this song. The crowd's so funny.
Say your prayers, it's a long book. Get my son to include everyone.
It's kind of cool, man. I like it.
Sleep with one eye open, ripping your pillow tight. Excellent. And tonight, take my hand. Rock the never, never land.
Oh, I wish you could see this. Metallica looks so ridiculous with this music coming out of their instruments.
I'm sure Jay will link them all at DrewAndMikePodcast.com.
And now I know we've been doing a lot of these mashups, but Mark found one of...
I didn't find it. Someone sent it to me.
Okay.
A good friend of ours,
Mark song?
Kenneth McDonald.
I was crying earlier listening to it for the first
time. You know how much we love bad covers of... of bands, right? Well, we were talking about the Pink Floyd guy earlier. They were in front of the music store.
Yeah.
Or the all-time best was The Final Countdown.
Oh, yeah, that's incredible. Although we saw a worse one. Who did Pink Floyd? Wasn't it Pink Floyd?
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about, in front of the music store.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. That's the one we just saw.
But this one, this might be... I don't know if it's going to be Final Countdown, but it's pretty close. You got me up? All right. Let's see if you can name this tune, Drew. Four Asian guys at a high school rocking out. Can you name the song yet?
Do I know the song?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, it picks up.
You should have got it off the opening guitar part.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's Sweet Child of Mine. Are there people jamming in front of this band?
There's a guy filming it.
One guy. He's really nailed Axl's voice. Oh, now he's in a different register.
Whoa, did somebody else take over?
No, same guy. Check these dudes out. It's that bass.
The guitarist just gave up. I know. Something, he's gone.
The bass player's doing a great job.
Dead ringer for Duff.
I like the pace, though. This is good, huh?
You know, I saw something last night that as soon as I saw the song, I thought, I wonder if that band's still together.
I just sing like that.
Where is this taking place? Do we know?
It looks like a high school, but what's funny is there's people walking like behind, not behind the stage, on the stage, but in the back part of it.
They're not showing respect for this band?
No, I think they're getting ready for the next talent contest. This must be in, I'm going to guess that it's in the Philippines. Because everybody looks Filipino, and some of the words on this board behind them look like they'd be cities in the Philippines.
Got to hand to the bass player for stick-to-itiveness.
He's killing it, man, the bass player. Obviously, the lead guitarist slash singer is holding this band back, but nobody has the balls to kick him out.
Wait, is that the lead guitarist back?
No, that's the
Or the rhythm guitarist?
Yeah, that's the rhythm, the guy this who's dude? Singing. The lead guitarist appears to be playing, but you can't hear anything he's doing. So he must be unplugged.
No. Anyway, last night Jesus Jones came up for some reason.
Why?
And I thought, well, if they had a hit in like early 90s, right here, right now, what if they're still playing? Now. So I find them live in, I don't know what year it was, 2014 or 15, and...
I'm closing it. I'm sorry.
They didn't sound too bad, but the singer sounded so bad, I thought this can't be the original singer. And it was.
Oh, it was?
The original singer, yeah, he was
singing. What happened to him?
Trouble, a little trouble hitting the notes.
But
it happened.
Where were they playing?
I don't know where they were playing. There was a crowd. But it wasn't bad enough to bother playing. It was because the band sounded okay, but it was just sort of.
Did they ever have another?
I don't know. I wondered that. I looked them up, and yeah, they claimed that they had a couple follow ups, but I don't remember either one of them.
Here we go.
They got a ton of singles.
Oh, they had a lot of singles. Yeah, in the UK, they charted a bunch.
Yeah, I think they were playing in Europe.
Wait, they had two number ones on the U.S. alternative chart. The Devil You Know. I don't know that song. I always hated this song.
Wow, sound quality, not the best.
Ooh! Shot!
What year is this? Last year? Oh, okay. Yeah, like I said, it's really not all that noteworthy, except that the couple times in the song where he has to go up.
Well, the
right
fact,
there.
How about the fact that they're still out there?
That surprised me. They've been together since 88 with pretty much the same lineup.
Huh.
So
yeah.
They're about to celebrate their 30th anniversary in front of...
Says they've been active the whole time since 88, too.
They're going to celebrate their 30th anniversary in front of 58 people. Who is that, Jay? Is that the roadie? Oh.
What, he got a guitar?
No, he just kind of walks around when he doesn't have anything to play. He just... he just gets antsy when his part isn't playing.
Yeah.
Get this, according to their website, they have a new album that's about to drop. It's almost finished.
Great.
Passages.
Maybe they'll turn the corner for him.
Probably not.
My dad used to have a guitar, man. That was...
Cool.
Really?
How cool was that thing? Yeah, he had a whole studio in the house I grew up in.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. He had guitars.
Was in a band?
Bass. He led like the church ministry for like 20 years, and they had a pretty rocking ministry too.
He was in the band Ministry? No.
He was the band leader.
Are you saying he was in the band Ministry?
And he taught himself how to play piano, and he kills it, man. He,
wow.
He would have them stacked up. Like, when they didn't have a bassist in the band, he would program one of the keyboards to be bass, and then he would be playing two at a time.
Really? It's like that guy in the white T-shirt that used to play the Beatles songs.
That guy's great.
Except he's not finally that big. That guy was, like, 300 pounds. And he used to have split screen. He'd have four.
I like those split
videos. Two ways. So he was on. There was on bass on one, singing on one, playing piano on one, playing lead guitar on one.
Remember that?
Did you see that guy?
Yeah. He was great.
Oh. You know the guy Dan Bell who does the YouTube? It's like a regular thing on dirty hotel rooms.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We've watched him.
Yeah,
he's really
great.
Funny. He's got a whole staff. It's called Another Dirty Room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He went to Detroit's Royal Inn Motel.
Oh, my God.
He did?
Ground Zero.
It is. I think they said it was the worst. The worst they'd ever seen. At least they implied that. It was awful. It was brutal. They took one bed bug and had it bite one of the guys just to show what happens when you get bit by a bed bug.
Gross.
Oh, there was a bed bug colony in the match. Oh, it was so disgusting.
Oh, brand new.
Is it brand new?
Yeah.
Let's watch.
It's already got 2,500 comments. This guy's doing great work.
They're
all really funny. I mean, it's awful to look at a hotel. But
is this
speed ahead,
right
Jay.
Here?
Yeah.
I think we read reviews from this place?
I think so, yeah.
You want to check and see if there's any new reviews?
Oh, gladly. Yeah, it's right by us. It's basically 8 Mile in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Insects crawl by and stick to their tails.
Oh, that was a piece of masking tape over a scratch in the closet door.
Okay, so
we have found a bed bug.
Yeah, there's one actually.
We have found a bed bug.
It is alive and crawling.
Oh, this is gross.
Crawling.
Look at that thing. What's the black thing in it? What is that?
Rick. Oh, it's turd feces.
Rick is ready to bring back that asbestos.
It probably is.
And we found a bed bug. And it, we're going to... So, Rick, tell people what we're going to do.
Jay's pointing out how sweaty the host is.
Nice cargo pants.
He is.
If there are any bed bugs, well, maybe the one we found so far is an orphan. Maybe it's mommy and daddy.
They tear up this bed, which, by the way, doesn't have a blanket on it. It's just sheets.
Sprinkled around the room.
Yes.
We did notice a white powder, and it could be that.
They've already found semen, by the way.
Yeah, so we'll.
So we catch
it.
Yeah,
that might have been the show's intro.
We'll put them in here.
Not sure that was the room. Although I know there's semen in that room. I guarantee it.
We'll yeah.
I'd bet my life.
Will, why don't you?
Several generations worth.
Hello, everyone. We have guests now. This is Brennan from Uncharted Travel and Jake
from Rights and Films.
Yes, Jake.
I was wondering what these guests were doing there. The one guy's there to be bitten by the bed bug. That's about all he does.
No. God. Will, what are...
Oh, my God, look at all that hair.
Look at that. There's hair everywhere.
Look at this. The mattress has hair all over.
Are they pubes, Drew? I can't see.
I don't know. This is where they find the bed bug colony.
Bed bugs up
that's what I was trying not to get some snap at.
It's episode 13 of Another Dirty Room. Did you find any reviews, Mark?
Yeah, the mattress
must
be the only, well, not clean thing.
Speed ahead a little, Jay. You'll see when they find the colony. They're getting close.
You know, I don't see stains on it. I'm somewhat amazed.
Oh, back up. That's where they're biting. The guy's getting bit by the bed bug.
One star. The bed bugs and crackheads will keep you company at this place. Avoid it like the plague. You know what? On second thought, the plague is a better option than this dump. There's your one star review.
Ugh.
There was, it's funny, I looked at the comments for this. I know, isn't that gross? They zoom in on that. There was one comment from a guy, or no, he was reading reviews in the comments, and he said, one guy said his only review was one star, and he said, I got shot there.
Oh, how about this one? Do you like trashy prostitutes, drug paraphernalia, bed bugs, cockroaches, STDs, dirt, and risking your life? Yes? You'll love this place.
Royal Inn.
They have bed bugs, roaches, mice, rats, spiders, barely bring you fresh towels. And there's crackheads, prostitutes, etc. This place is horrible. Needs new elevators. They break down all the time. Free Wi-Fi they give you is slow and don't work in most rooms. You're bitching about the free Wi-Fi when there's prostitutes and crackheads.
Wait,
around?
There is free Wi-Fi that works?
Really? They don't work in most rooms.
Oh, okay.
It's a little slow.
God. I'm starting to itch. Just by looking at it,
it is so bad.
That is where the nest is.
And there's still some.
There's babies. There's
quite a few. Yeah, there's probably about two dozen of them stuck up in
that
thing. Okay, so what we're going to do for educational purposes is we're going to have one of the bed bugs feed on Jake, and we're going to put it on his arm, and we're going to get sort of a perspective of what that process of them feeding looks like.
Happy Canada Day, Jake.
Today's Canada Day.
It's a great holiday.
You're in America.
Jake doesn't look like he has much to feed on.
In a slum hotel getting ready to be eaten by a bed bug.
Okay, I don't think we need to see him get bit by the bed bug.
Dan, you need a macro?
Yikes.
What is going on with this one here?
There's two of them freaking out. They're trying to fuck.
You can turn it down. Oh, boy.
He's quite veiny.
Yikes. Yeah, he's rather veiny, isn't he?
Yes.
One star. Absolutely not. Only come here if you have nowhere else to go at all. I'm talking literally on the streets. That's the only way I'll come back. Staff can't control their guests. It's always loud music, guys standing in the hallway smoking weed and cursing loud during the day and night. It's unsanitary. Folks literally walk around half naked like they're at home. This isn't a motel. It's the project. I've never seen anything like it, I swear. They should be paying us to stay here. That's a great line. Nothing but drug dealers, prostitutes, crackheads. And if you bring your kids, please don't let them roam the halls alone. Who's bringing their kids?
It's just scary when people are trying to, you need a room. You got to spend the night. Your budget's low. This guy, by the way, got charged $35 for the room. They charged him $10 for the three other guys. So they paid $65 for that room. That crap room.
One star. Nasty as hell. Most of them are all there's a one-star review. I got shot. Most of them are about the bed bugs.
What could be worse than
being shot?